You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Taylor, the tragic shooting in a historic black church in Charleston has renewed debate about flying the Confederate flag at the South Carolina state capitol. New York Senator Chuck Schumer has joined the chorus of those calling for the removal of the Confederate flag.
There's a First Amendment right that you can display a symbol of hatred on your bumper sticker or whatever, but it is quite different flying the flag over the state capitol.
President Obama, too, thinks it should be removed, and the president of the NAACP says the flag is more recognizable as a symbol of white supremacists than for any historical reasons. Some South Carolinians see the Confederate flag as a symbol of Southern pride. The search continues for two escaped killers in upstate New York, and it's shifting locations once again. People in Mountain View, New York, are reporting increased police activity in their area. David Sweat and Richard Matt have been on the run for more than 2 weeks. Jordan Spieth is the winner of Pro Golf's first two majors this year. The 21-year-old Spieth birdied the final hole to win the 115th U.S. Open by one stroke Sunday. This is USA Headline News.
You're getting very sleepy.
Sleepy.
You're no longer afraid of bunnies.
Bunnies.
You'll join my rewards program.
I'll join your Wait,
what? 50% off your fifth session. Huh? Focus on the value.
Value.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Finally, there's Plenty. Earn points at one place and use them at another. Sign up today at plentywithani.com for access to offers worth over $100 in savings. There's Plenty together. Terms and conditions apply.
For the first time, America's behavior expert Scott Farrell is offering you the Marriage Matrix. The system used for years to help save marriages is now available to you. The Marriage Matrix can save you expense, personal embarrassment, and maybe even save your marriage.
I'm America's behavior expert Scott Farrell. If you really want a shot at saving your marriage, get the Marriage Matrix today, and together, let's do this.
Call now, 844-HELP-US-0. That's 844-HELP-US-0. Or visit ismymarriageworthit.com.
Lester Holt says he's excited to be the permanent anchor of NBC Nightly News.
You know, it was so funny. I've been anchoring weekend nightly news since 07. I've been doing this for the last several months. But last night I found myself laying clothes out.
Holt tells NBC's Today show that he felt like it was the first day of school today. NBC announced Thursday that Holt will be the show's permanent anchor after Brian Williams was reassigned to MSNBC. Williams admitted to lying about some of the reporting last week in an interview with Matt Lauer on the Today show. Lester Holt says he has great co-workers on NBC Nightly News.
It was a strong broadcast, when I started filling in for it, and I think we'll continue to, build off of our success. Obviously, I'll try to work it around my strengths as we move along, but it's a great group of people.
Stocks are higher at the open to start the week. Investors are hopeful that new talks overseas will avert a crisis over the Greek debt. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, NASDAQ, and S&P 500 were all ahead in early trading. This is USA Headline News.
A recent study proved that companies whose sales staff used promotional products did 22% more business than companies that didn't. Show it, wave it, share it, even give it away. But whatever you do, put your logo on it. Small businesses, large corporations, even mom and pops increase their brand with promo products from USAPromoStuff.com. Pens, bags, office items, stadium cups, USA Promo Stuff has it. So go get it. Visit USAPromoStuff.com. USAPromoStuff.com. That's USAPromoStuff.com.
United Airlines is facing criticism after an unruly passenger led to a Chicago-bound flight being delayed nearly 24 hours in Ireland. Fellow passenger Debbie Boyce recalls the passenger's behavior, which officials say forced the flight that took off Saturday to be diverted to Belfast.
I think he was being aggressive towards other passengers, and he was also being aggressive towards the flight attendants.
The flight crew had to be replaced, and there were no hotels available, so passengers were forced to sleep on the floor with blankets. Egg prices have risen nearly 50% in just the last month because of one of the worst bird flu epidemics the U.S. has ever seen. New York Senator Chuck Schumer says egg prices will rise even more unless Congress stops the proposed $500 million cut to the Agricultural Department.
in one of the dumbest moves Washington has made. At a time when bird flu is going through the roof, they're dramatically slashing the one program we have to prevent it.
Schumer says if the funds aren't restored, the shortage of eggs will get much worse. The bird flu outbreak has already killed 48 million birds. New York Yankee slugger Alex Rodriguez is the newest member of baseball's 3,000-hit club. The 39-year-old designated hitter homered in the first inning of Friday's 7-2 win over the Tigers off Justin Verlander to reach the vaunted milestone. Rodriguez says he was restless before the game.
I just kept staring at the ceiling about 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. Didn't get much sleep. Just thinking about the day and anticipating what today would be like.
A-Rod is the 29th player to collect 3,000 career hits, tying Hall of Famer Roberto Clemente on the all-time list. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
All right, here's the local weather for the Flemington area, at least. Those of you listening locally, sunny, the high in the upper 80s today. Clear on the overnight, low in the upper 60s. Tuesday, looks like possibility of showers and thunderstorms, likely after 1 p.m. Chance of precip about 60%. Tuesday night, showers and thunderstorms likely in the evening. Some storms could be severe with damaging winds. Wednesday, sunny with a high near 83. Wednesday night, partly cloudy, low around 60. Thursday, chance of showers after 9 a.m. Otherwise, partly sunny, high near 79. Thursday night, chance of showers and thunderstorms again. Same on Friday, highs in the 70s. And then Friday night, chance of showers, thunderstorms. Looks like rain for the whole week. Stay tuned for Chef Bill's Table. Hey, welcome to the table. Chef Bill here. Coming to you every Monday around this time. Talk about food, beverages, anything else that we might think of. Chef local here at Jake's Restaurant. Been around for about 25 years. Anyway, glad you're aboard. Food holidays coming up, of course. We're always looking on the horizon for something. 4th of July. Show next week. We'll see if we can come up with something interesting for 4th of July. And then, of course, we usually review the safety. No one, any accidents on 4th of July. Food handling and outdoor cooking and all kinds of things. So, anyway, letter S is today. We're not going to, it's a kind of a all-encompassing letter to cover. We'll just cover a few terms, some utensils, and a couple of cooking methods, try to explain them. And then eating the week. Got a couple of interesting days. Seems June is still full of a lot of sweets, but we always can find a couple of things to jump off with here in our weekly session at the table. So today, the 22nd, Onion Ring Day. It's also Chocolate Eclair Day if you want something sweet. Onion rings are, I guess besides French fries, one of the most common accompaniments to our burgers and things like that. And I guess if you don't want all the carbs of a French fry, an onion ring would be the way to go. So look at a couple of types of onion rings. Variations of, there's several ways to coat the onions and cutting them, the whole thing. So we'll take a look at that. The 23rd, Pecan Sandy Day. Pecan, whichever way you pronounce it. It's a soft sugar cookie, or could be a shortbread type with pecans. I guess it's the alternative to, if people can't have chocolate, one of the go-to cookies. And also the 24th, praline, again, depending on where you're from, how you pronounce it. And that's commonly uses pecans also. Pecans, one of our native nuts. That's the state tree of Texas, usually associated with southern cooking. But the pralines are, in Belgium, they're a little chocolate-coated candy. The common one we think of is caramelized cooked nuts, and could be usually, again, pecans. And then either used as a little drop cookie, which we'll give you a quick recipe for today, or ground up, pulverized, or kind of even like peanut brittle would be probably a form of that, I guess, using peanuts. But the pralines, normally pecans. 25th is catfish. And actually, for years, it's one of our premier farm-raised fish. Trout was the early one on. Always the boneless, bone-in, boneless, whichever way. The catfish became kind of popularized with the little rush on Cajun food in the 80s, at least for me. But the farm-raised fish, good solid protein, fairly inexpensive. I know there's sometimes opinions out there about fish farming and how much resource it ties up, water and land and things like that, but it was actually a good inexpensive way to feed a lot of people. Catfish is pretty versatile. It's a fairly solid fillet. It's difficult to overcook it. We used to, when we opened the restaurant, we had the Cajun catfish on a lot of times, so we used them even grilled. Could still make fish tacos out of them. Fried, pan-fried. And actually a common way would be with a pecan butter. Sometimes fish, the classic, I think, was the almondine, the browned almond butter, but pecan butter would be also a nice topping for fish. I did even a hazelnuts the other day, a hazelnut crust on a fish, macadamia nuts, but the pecans seem to be one of those good old American items. 26th is chocolate pudding day. The 27th, orange blossom. And orange blossoms are used to flavor many things. I guess there was a cocktail, apparently, around the maybe pre-prohibition, based with gin and orange juice. And then sometimes some sugar or sweet vermouth was added. I guess there was variations of it. Garnished with an orange slice. We see orange slices garnishing, well, the some beers sometimes, but the blossom gives you the flavoring and the extracts to flavor many, pastries, things like that. 28th, which is going to be a good dish for us this week, is ceviche, which is the uncooked marinated seafood. And we'll kind of allay your fears about something like that. It's also, it's spelled usually, well, sometimes with a C, but also typically spelled with an S, so it kind of fits our letter for the week, ceviche. It's either C-E-V-I-C-H-E or S-E-V-I-C-H-E. Nice, good starter for summer. And what happens is, of course, I'm going to talk a couple of ways of cooking today, searing, pan-searing, letter S, sautéing, and what the difference might be. But when we're cooking proteins, or basically what we're doing is denaturing them. And that means kind of a quick lesson where proteins are kind of bound up coils, and what happens with heat applied or acid is these coils unwind and then realign, form kind of a mesh, and they're, of course, more tender. If you overcook a protein, of course, they get tighter and tighter, and then moisture squeezes out, and it can get little bit tough. So a couple of ways we'll do the ceviche. Actually, we're going to do a nice combination one that involves some cooking and some not, kind of a grande ceviche dish with many types of fish in it, especially if people are a little squeamish about the uncooked, which is really once the fish is marinated in the acid, it'll look like it's cooked. It just has a much, much softer texture, and you don't have to really worry about overcooking it, and you don't need any heat. So I guess for a chef's holiday, a dish that doesn't require cooking would be a true break. We've got a break for our speaking of breaks, we've got to stop for a couple of messages here from sponsors, and we'll be back at the table.
I'm Dave Lang with Insight Financial Services and a proud member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. I believe that our participation in all of the opportunities that the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce offers to its members strongly contributes to our success.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Tired of the limitations of your small office shredder? Do you need to be compliant with federal regulations regarding the disposal of sensitive information? Are you concerned about identity theft? If so, then call AssureShred. AssureShred will provide your company customized on-site document destruction service that fulfills regulatory requirements and at the same time protects your organization from the consequences of the improper disposal of sensitive information. To obtain a free quote or to schedule an appointment, call AssureShred at 877-466-1566 today. That's 877-466-1566.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is a Forward New Jersey Coalition member.
For too long in America, we've been putting off funding infrastructure, saying we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. But on August 1st, 2007, hundreds of vehicles tried crossing the I-35 bridge in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and disaster struck. The I-35 bridge collapsed. 13 people were killed, 145 were injured, and traffic was obstructed for over a year. It didn't have to happen. Years before, inspectors had rated the bridge structurally deficient, but they were ignored. In New Jersey, we have 479 bridges carrying 8.2 million vehicles a day that are rated worse, and we can't afford to ignore that. As of June 30th, the state's Transportation Trust Fund will be empty. We need to replenish it so that our roads and bridges can be fixed and future problems prevented. And we can. Go to ForwardNewJersey.com to find out how. Paid for by Forward New Jersey.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Are you interested in learning more about Hunterdon County? Are you interested in growing as a professional and as a leader? Then Leadership Hunterdon may be for you.
Hi, this is Chris Bianco, class of 2014 Leadership Hunterdon. Work with other local dedicated professionals to learn about the complexities and interconnectedness of Hunterdon County.
We invite you to visit one of our many upcoming sessions as we begin to recruit the class of 2016.
Learn from and connect with established business, government, and community leaders.
Leadership Hunterdon, an in-depth 9-month program offered by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce.
And honored via invitation to help Hunterdon County with its challenges and shape its future. These are just some of the virtues of being part of Leadership Hunterdon.
Contact us at 908-782-7115 or visit our website, HunterdonChamber.org, for more information today.
All right, we're back at the table. Chef Bill going through, a few items, letter S, as far as cooking terms, of course, searing, sautéing. What's the difference? When you see something seared, offered seared on a menu also, that many times implies that it's going to be fairly undercooked. A prime example would be seared yellowfin tuna. If somebody describes it as pan-seared or seared, it's going to probably imply that it's going to be rare or medium rare at best in the center. This is done. We do scallops like that at the restaurant. We sear them, and you hope to leave the inside a tiny bit undercooked. In the case of a scallop, of course, in meats, pan-seared chicken you might not see. You'd probably see more like a sautéed or pan-roasted. You're not going to leave the inside of chicken rare. On the other, of course, when we're sautéing something, and what is sauté? Of course, it's, I guess technically it translates to surprise, but it's a fairly low-fat way of cooking when you think about it. You're not using much oil or clarified butter. You need a good hot pan, and using whole butter, of course, you'll probably brown the butter before you achieve the temperature you want, so we always want a clear oil or butter. And there's always, well, how do we flour the product or do we not flour the product? And flouring the product, you, of course, will always season it, but the seasoned flour provides a little bit of a crust. Our favorite is the Wondra flour. It's more granular. It's kind of cool stuff. You can kind of just sprinkle it in to thicken a sauce also. But flouring, I guess the rule we always thought in culinary was you flour lighter products, and they're usually thinly sliced, like a scallopini. When you see a term scallopini, it's a thin slice of, could be chicken, veal is normally associated with that, could be pork tenderloin especially. So the white meats, or poultry or fish, will flour when we saute. Again, it helps season, gives it a little brown crust. If we have lamb or tuna or beef, we tend not to flour the dark meats. We just will salt and pepper them and get that nice. What you want is that caramelization. And, of course, searing. Yeah, a lot of recipes, you got to sear them and brown them and seal in the juices, and that really doesn't work if you've done experiments with that, or if you sear a protein and then put it on a plate and you still see juice running out of it. What we like is that caramelized aroma and flavor that comes from searing or sautéing. And when you're sautéing, and again, the product's fairly thin, if you floured it, it's pretty easy to tell when to flip it over. You don't want to play with it too much, and you also don't want to overcrowd the pan. You're best done in a couple of portions at a time and brown the proteins, set them aside, then finish your sauce, and you can always add them back in. But when you're sautéing, you put the product in the pan, and if you've got three pieces, maybe four, of course, by the time you put the fourth one in, the pan is cooled off. So you have to be careful. There's a lot of temperature control. Very easy to do on a gas stove, a little bit more difficult on an electric stove. So we get the pan hot, and then you put product in, but you almost have to crank the heat up even more as you're adding product. Same when you're deep frying. If you're deep frying, the more product you add, of course, it cools the oil down, and then you get more oil absorption rather than just the cooking and the browning effect. So when your product is in the pan, you'll see a color change and textural change start, especially if the product's floured. You'll see the dry flour start to moisten up, and that's when you know the juices are being forced through by the heat and it's time to turn. And again, you get your first side brown, now you turn it again, you'll need to increase your heat, and then of course watch it so you don't over brown. So it requires attention. We like it in restaurants because it's very quick way to cook food. And, of course, presentation-wise, you've got several thin slices, of course, so you fan it on the, you know, it's a little more plate coverage. But really, it's for time. So at home, sometimes, you know, you're sautéing something, You have to kind of do it in batches if you're cooking for four or five or six people. We tend in the restaurants, of course, the a la carte or a la minute cooking is just one portion at a time in one pan, so we tend to get that better browning. And, of course, our burners are a lot hotter, so it really gives you the desired effect. Now, utensils in the kitchen, of course, saute pan would something with a little bit higher sides than a fryer pan, frying pan would help. And also, you want them to have a lid if you want to use your saute pan or a sautoir, as we'll call it in the kitchen, to even braise things. Saucepan, very important. And saucepans, you'll find cooking utensils come in kits or these configurations, and you have a 1-quart, a 1.5-quart, 2-quart. I like to just get the capacity that I most often use. Sometimes there's useless ones. They may be too small, maybe too large, but a saucepan will have a handle on it. And, of course, it's like a cylinder. Now, the new design that's out there, and I'm not sure about the home kitchen. I'm sure they're available. The edges, instead of a straight-sided cylinder, the edges are kind of curved. And what this does is when you're whisking something, you don't lose things in what we call the corners of the pan, even though the pan's round. Where the side meets the bottom of the pan, of course, is a right angle. These saucepans now are curved, so you can really whisk completely and not get anything stuck in there and either not cooking or burning. Sure, you've seen that sometimes when you empty a saucepan out and something's down in the edges of the bottom there and then they got stuck there, or maybe some roux didn't get mixed into the sauce. Strainers are important in the kitchen, right from your large colander for draining pasta. I like stainless steel for that. A lot of people use plastic. The stainless steel is pretty good. Something with a base on the bottom of it, too, so it doesn't rock around. You can put it in the sink or put it on another pot if you want to catch anything straining out of it. And a salad spinner, kind of a quick version of that. If you want to dry your salad greens, instead of putting them in the colander and draining them, letting them sit for a while, the spinner will, by centrifugal force, get that extra water off the greens, so your dressing is more apt to coat the salad. Other strainers, you have a metal, you could have a mesh, either a coarse or fine mesh strainers for sifting, straining sauces. I know most of the time, professional kitchens, when we make sauces, unless it's something that has the garnish already in it, we tend to strain the sauce just for, in case something, you got a couple of lumps in there, or something's, sometimes you have herbs that you don't want, like a bay leaf or something you don't want in the final product. So we tend to strain and keep everything nice and clean looking. Another version of that, of course, with your serving, your spoons in the kitchen, there's a device called a spoodle. I think it was made popular by, I think it was Domino's Pizza. It's a way to spread sauce on things. It's a spoon with a flat bottom. So these are circles, and they're either perforated or solid. And we use them in the restaurant for portioning. For, say, you've got a prime example, calamari is in the milk, and you need to get it out, and you want a certain portion. So the spoodle acts like a ladle. I guess that's the combination of the two terms, the spoon and the ladle. And it's perforated, so it strains it, and then you're ready to flour. Same if you're breading, could be clam strips, calamari, anything small like that you don't want to just pick up many, many pieces. Spoodle's pretty handy. We have, again, several sizes, some for pizza, some for straining. It kind of does the work of two things if you don't want a lot of clutter. Not as good for stirring, more for portioning and spreading around. And your spoons, of course, you want metal spoons, again, slotted, perforated, solid. But now with nonstick cookware, there's still a good place for a wooden spoon. I like it for polenta or grits. Advantage of that is the heat transfer doesn't happen. Now, you can get spoons with plastic handles on them that are heat resistant, but the wooden spoon doesn't pick up any of the heat, so it's even if you're the spider, the kind of a type of spinner that you use in wok cooking. If you're frying in a wok, the handle's wooden, so it doesn't transfer that heat, and you don't have to use a towel to handle it. So spoons, strainers, spoodles, all these things are essential tools, and you buy what you need. It matches a cookware. Plastic spoons are available. You don't like to leave those in too hot a liquid for too long. Make sure they do tend to wear down a little bit. But you want to have a good arsenal of spoons for stirring, for serving, and, again, nonstick cookware. You want something that's not going to mar the surface. We've got a break for news here, and we'll be back at the table going to our ceviche and a couple of other recipes for the week. Chef Bill's Table.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. Wisconsin Republican Governor Scott Walker says now is not the time to debate whether the Confederate flag should be flying on state capitol grounds in South Carolina.
I think they're going to have a good, healthy debate and should have that debate in South Carolina amongst officials at the state level. But I think out of deference to before we have that discussion, we should allow the families of the loved ones to bury their dead.
He made the comment to reporters Saturday night after addressing the Rhodes Majority Conservative Convention in Washington. In doing so, he steered clear of the very issue thousands have been talking about since Wednesday's massacre at an historic African-American church in Charleston. Searchers have solved the mystery of a missing former White House chef. Search teams found the body of Walter Scheib late Sunday in the New Mexico mountains. The 61-year-old went missing on a solo hike near Taos Ski Resort last weekend. Scheib served as executive chef to Presidents Bill Clinton and George W. Bush from 1994 to 2005. This is USA Headline News.
Do you have federal student loans? Would you like to lower your student loan payments or possibly have a portion of your loans forgiven? With Federal Student Loan Services, you may qualify for the government's income-based program, which means you could pay as little as $5 per month. If you're behind, late, or even if you're in default on your federal student loans, we can help consolidate your student loans into one affordable monthly payment and cut your payments right away. Federal Student Loan Services provides student loan relief, getting you relief from your federal student loans fast, no matter how much you owe. Call our established student aid toll-free assistance line right now at 800-669-0290. Once qualified, we can fix your student loan problems guaranteed, and there is no credit check. Call 800-669-0290 now. We've helped thousands of people just like you fix their student loans. Our specialists are waiting for your call. Call 800-669-0290. Again, 800-669-0290.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
All right, we're back at the table here. Chef Bill, we're going to do our ceviche, I think. That's kind of a nice summery dish. And there's many versions of the simplest, of course. Again, we're talking about absolutely fresh fish here. The first time I saw it, I think it was flounder or fluke. And, of course, scallops are very good for this. Scallops you can eat very safe to eat raw. Just that little muscle from the univalve, it's called. Just the one thing holding, kind of holding the shell closed. We don't eat all the rest of the roe and everything like that like they do in Europe. So we just got that little round cylinder. So anyway, we're going to cook the fish by using acid. So cooking, if we mentioned before, denaturing, unwinding the proteins and then letting them realign. So the fish, lime juice is the best because it is the strongest acid. There's other versions of ceviche, and there's spelled, there's escabeche. There's things that are maybe, they're preserved fish, could be pickled, could be braised and then chilled. So many cultures have versions of this. So we take lime juice, fresh lime juice, not stuff off the shelf or even pasteurized. You want the full strength. Yuzu might be another nice citrus to use. But some recipes call for a combination of the lime, lemon, and orange, which I kind of like. The lime will do a lot of the cooking. The orange juice being the least acidic, more for flavor than for its cooking ability. So we have the fish cut in, I've seen with the flounder, the fluke, thin strips. The scallops, of course, will slice crosswise very, very thinly into coins. And the simplest ones, a little bit of minced onion or shallot. Some recipes would use even shaved red onion, which is nice. Or little onion sticks, maybe. Some cilantro and or basil. And then some kind of hot pepper, either minced jalapeno, could be chili flakes if you're in kind of a rut there. Serranos, as hot as you like it, but it's kind of a little garnish with it. Garlic, if you like, and then many of them will finish with a nice oil, although not necessary. But I think once the fish is cooked, a little oil just, again, helps kind of spread flavors around. So what you're getting is it's more of a textural thing and what's added to it. Made one for a wine dinner that was turned out pretty good. It was a kind of a combination of the raw marinated fish and blanched fish. And of course, the blanched fish are things that we don't normally associate with eating raw. Shrimp being one. If you got fresh shrimp right off the boat, then by all means, toss it with the citrus and go for it. You'll have a nice, safe, tasty ceviche. Squid, lobster. Lobster, of course, very difficult to do raw. It's hard to get the meat out of the shell. So what we did was we took some scallops, thinly sliced, and we took a little bit of red snapper. Is an excellent fish for this, by the way. And when you do this, you'll cut it on the bias, meaning about a 45-degree angle. And so you want, it's almost like you see the sashimi slices, if you're familiar with that or have seen it. So you want it maybe, you know, even 2 inches by 1 inch. You get very thin, and you want almost on a little rectangle. Another version of these ceviches, of course, you'll see they're called crudos. And probably the simplest of preparations is where you'll just line up the thinly sliced fish and then drizzle with some of the acid and then a little olive oil and herb and let it sit about 5 minutes and then serve it. So the marinade has started to take effect, but it's not really denatured the whole thing. So back to our grande ceviche here. So I used all three citruses in there. So we had the flounder and the scallops and the snapper. So that's what I put in the lime juice and a little bit of lemon juice with the minced onion and some minced jalapeno. So that goes in the cooler. That's going to sit for a while. Then what we do is we blanched small shrimp and we took the squid, and I had steamed some whole lobster and not cooking it totally all the way, just enough to get the lobster meat out of the shell. With the shrimp and the squid, of course, you have your boiling salted water, and you're cooking them, the squid especially, you're literally cooking it for about 10 seconds. All you're doing is basically just coloring it a little bit, making sure that it's still tender, of course. You don't want to overcook it. So we had, and the shrimp the same way, just blanch the small shrimp, because they are going to get tossed in this marinated at the end anyway. So we have our raw stuff cooking. We have the blanched seafood, again, lobster blanched, and then the tail sliced and the claws, not really chopped, kind of sliced again, so you want good big pieces in there. So we have all the nice citrus. We have the seafood. Also added some orange juice, and so it takes a good couple of hours. And you want to make sure, you can go toss it a little bit here and there just to make sure everything's distributed. Again, cilantro went in there, some basil, and our hot chilies. A little bit of olive oil. Now, we added some tomatoes to this, and you can peel and seed them would be ideal, or if you just get a nice ripe, especially in the summer when the tomatoes come in. Tomatoes are a nice addition to this. And we actually did some diced avocado at the end also. So we kind of did everything, and actually avocado could almost substitute for using oil. It's a fatty fruit vegetable, so it would give you, again, that texture that you want. We're not going to mash the avocado, we'll just dice it. And all this, after a couple of hours, you'll see the flounder and the scallops and the snapper, of course, they're going to turn a little more opaque, so you look like they're cooked. And you have all the citrus in there. I mean, salt and pepper, of course, you have to season at the end. And you have this nice seafood that you will serve. Classical, I mean, we do it in the restaurants. We used to do a crab ceviche. So we had this nice mix that I described with the three citruses, the tomato and everything. And we used our jumbo lump crab. So the crab meat's already cooked to get it out of the shell. And what this was is just kind of marinating the crab to pick up all these nice, bright flavors. And that's really what you're looking for. Some tortilla chips, especially ones that you would fry yourself or bake, or even some kind of toast. You want something crunchy to put the ceviche on. It's kind of like a dip. And again, the fresher, of course, absolutely fresh fish. And using the combination kind of gives you more variety, a little more textural differences. And again, even the first time, if you're a little squeamish about the raw, just use the blanched seafood and marinate it. You'll get the flavor. You're not going to get the same texture. Of course, cooking will make the seafood a little bit more firm. When you're just marinating it in the lime, it's going to be very soft texture. But that's what really people enjoy ceviche. That's what they look for. As I said, the crudo, a simple one would be just scallops. Get nice big sea scallops. Day boat if you can. Don't have to be divers. Those are brought up one by one. Those are very expensive. But good day boat scallops. And they're landed, of course, if you live in New Jersey. We get ours down in Barnegat. They're landed all the time there. A lot of scallops come in there. So that's what we use. And so you'll need, just some fresh lemon or lime juice. You have the scallops thinly sliced on a plate. Squeeze the citrus over it, drizzle it with a little extra virgin olive oil, sprinkle salt and pepper, and some minced fresh basil, and just let it rest 5 minutes and serve it. So this is something, if you're doing a dinner party, you could set these plates up ahead and wrap them in plastic, keep them in the refrigerator, and then when you're ready to serve, there you go. You've got nice scallop crudo, and also, say, a red snapper. Or, again, in our case, when the fluke starts running, nice, firm white fish, that would be nice to use also. But sliced on the bias or in strips. In this one, you could use thinly sliced shaved red onion is nice, cilantro, and then salt and pepper and lime juice. Take it a little bit different flavor. I've seen versions of crudos with yuzu, citrus, I guess similar to a lime would be the way to describe the flavor, but that could also be done, yuzu and maybe a few dashes of soy, a little diced radish, diced minced red onion, kind of get some colorful topping. The radish, of course, gives a little spice to it. But really, ceviche, your 4th of July, consider it. You can make it ahead, obviously. It needs that marinating time. And nice way to serve it would be, of course, it's chilled, and then you would set it in another bowl of ice. If you use glass or stainless steel, of course, it will stainless steel would transmit the chill even better. But you'll want ice and maybe a little bit of water to get that contact going, keep it chilled. But you want to keep it nicely chilled. Again, if you're, you know, in the warm climate, I mean, the fish right out of the ocean, marinated, nothing unsafe about that. But, you know, up here in the Northeast, maybe we'll want to keep it chilled for a little bit. We've got a break for some messages. We'll come back and look at our pecans and hopefully, you know, some quick onion rings. Chef Bill's Table.
Rob Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
This is Megan Jones Holt, the radio host of the Rotary Hour and president of Boxes for You. Why am I a member of the Chamber of Commerce? It can be summed up in one word: opportunities. Opportunities to market your business and yourself.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is offering chamber members ways to find new customers during this difficult economic environment with the Hunterdon County Chamber Mail Program. The Hunterdon County Chamber Mail Program is a direct mail program which targets new homeowners and renters shortly after they move into the Hunterdon County area. The new resident program offers limited advertising space on a first-come, first-placed program and provides new residents with ongoing access to member ads and promotions through online web links. This ad program is only available to members of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, so act quickly to reserve your space today. For more information on the Hunterdon County Chamber Mail program, visit www.hunterdon.chambermail.us or contact
Hunterdon County Chamber Mail representative at 1-800-267-3139 or email at adinquiry@chambermail.us.
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
All right, we're back at the table here, Chef Bill. Let's, winding down last few minutes here. Yeah, onion rings. One of the first things I learned how to make as a young cook back in the 60s, it was all our steaks got three or four onion rings as a garnish on them. And there's variations of it. You got type that are, we did a light batter, and then a finely ground seasoned breader, kind of a breadcrumb. So it was a fine texture. And we used to double bread them. Now I think a lot of people, the panko is pretty good. We've done those over at school before. The double breading is when, you know, the standard breading is you have your seasoned flour, then your egg wash, and your breadcrumbs. And you dredge the onion rings in flour, dip them in the egg wash and the breadcrumb. Then you go back into the egg wash. And this is where the time comes in, especially if you're doing tons of them. So you have to do each one at a time. So you have your first breading, then you go back into the egg wash and then back in the breadcrumb again. So you've got a double, a little bit thicker coating on there. And this is really, it's part of the onion ring. You know, you've got your cooked onion, but you want that crunch. You want that nice flavor from the breading. Beer batter or ale batter, another way that people, restaurants especially, do it when you're deep frying. And it could be as simple as beer and flour and seasoning, or if you put egg in there, you'll get a little bit softer crust on it. The more fat you put in a batter like that, this is why tempura is so cool. It's just the rice flour and seltzer. And you've got nothing, no fat on that coating. It keeps it nice and crispy. So that's kind of the secret to remember with batters. The less fat you use, the crisper it's going to be. Just could do seasoned flour. We do the onion strings at the restaurant, just thin onion sticks that are kept. We keep them in milk. You could also keep them in buttermilk. And then you strain them out of the milk and dredge them, and we use a seasoned flour that we use for our, even for our chicken tenders, for any of our, the calamari, anything like that. And you could use flour and half cornstarch if you want to get a crisper crust. We use a batter mix that's not sweet. It's not a pancake batter. It's just more of an all-purpose batter mix. You can sometimes find them in the stores, a clam fry mix, it's called. You don't want breadcrumbs. You want corn flour is the secret. Or even if you have some masa, some fine ground corn, you could add that. But you want that flavor. The corn flour or cornstarch helps repel the fat a little bit better. And, of course, this has a little bit of leavening and a little bit of baking powder, so it gives you a little fluffier texture. But the floured ones, some people like those, just thin onions, dredged in flour and then fried, and they're greasy and tasty. You drain them, of course, on paper would be the best way. Then the classic, the onion loaf that we find in some of the barbecue places. I was always impressed with those. You have your floured onions, and you need two rectangular baskets, and we use for the commercial fryer, and you put the onions in there and then press the top basket down on it, and you get it all crunchy on the outside, and you have the soft onions on the inside. You just kind of pick it off. So ways to do it, but I think the double breading is the best, and you can shallow fry or deep fry. Just make sure you're, again, heat control. 350 is plenty. You don't have to go hotter than that. And actually, resting time is good. We used to make them, of course, in a commercial situation. We would put them on the parchment paper, separate them, and we would freeze them so you had them ready. But also, if you do them fresh, don't freeze them, a little rest time is good. And if you see the breading get a little soft, actually, a little final dusting wouldn't hurt the crunch factor. So, but enjoy onion rings. Again, good alternative to French fries. Probably not that much, and not as much work as blanching potatoes and all the things, you have to do with French fries to make proper ones. Now, pecans. Of course, you have the pecan sandy, the pralines. For this, you do need a candy thermometer unless you're really talented with figuring out caramels. You also need a greased cookie sheet to put these on. But you're going to melt a stick and a half of butter and then add a cup of sugar, a cup of light brown sugar, and a half cup of cream. You're going to cook it a minute or so. You're going to whisk it well, get everything combined. Then add a cup of milk and a cup of chopped pecans. And this could be, 5, 6, 7, 8 minutes. Get everything going together, cooking. And then add 2 cups of pecan halves and 2 tablespoons of vanilla. And now you're going to cook. It could take 15, 20 minutes. You want to get to that 240 degrees. And be careful because the stuff is hot. Don't let it get on you. And you want that good firm crack stage, I guess, would be the level of 240 on the candy thermometer. Be careful again with the heat. If you burn it, then I don't know, you get that off flavor in the thing. It scorches, so you have to be careful. Now you take either a couple of spoons or even an ice cream scoop and just drop little piles on the greased cookie sheet, and of course it's going to spread as it cools and flatten. Now you'll have some little pralines, cookies, kind of gluten-free, right? No sugar, no flour in them. But also some people spread them on the sheet and then either with a mallet pound them or grind them up and use them. We used to use the praline powder in a cheesecake crust, and then we had the pieces that we would weave kind of through the cheesecake batter. So it's a pecan praline cheesecake. So you picked up the flavor both ways, and then of course as the cheesecake bakes, kind of you got those little caramelized pecans in there. And that was, we served that actually with a dessert course. It was with a port. Went very well. The nuts and the cheese went well with a nice port. Ice cream sundae sauce you can make roasted. And again, roasting the pecans, dry roasting them, helps bring out some of the oils and flavor. You could do a simple sauce with 2 cups of pecan halves roasted and a cup of each of light and dark corn syrup. Going to bring those to a boil. Off the heat, you put in half a pound of unsalted butter and then either a little bit of vanilla or even a butterscotch flavoring if you can find it. And then stir until they're well mixed. You've got a nice pecan ice cream sundae sauce. Also going to be mixed with softened butter for fish, a little minced shallot, lemon juice, Tabasco. Roll it in a log and you can chill it, then slice it and put it on top of cooked fish, especially catfish. Catfish and pecan butter. Nice all-American dish. Well, it's up to the hour. We've got Sue from ShopRite coming in next. I've got a dash. We'll talk to you next week. Got 4th of July on the horizon. And enjoy your week. Chef Bill's Table.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit